those who are done with their salah can come forward, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. So, brothers and elders and sisters, alhamdulillah, we'll be resuming inshallah our section on nikah, about properly getting married in Islam. And we are still going over the conditions and the considerations for parents and for spouses when they're going to choose their potential wife or their potential husband. And so this selection is called, again, compatibility, kufu, right? Or kafa'a, kafa'a meaning what is suitable. So sharia-wise, there is consideration about a couple of things in regards to families, right? We spoke about some things last time. I'll just give a brief reminder and we'll move forward, inshallah, that the idea that if there's, for example, Islam in a certain family, and so then a person that has Islam in maybe three or four generations should get married to someone who has Islam for three or four generations. There should be some level of compatibility in that, right? And so keeping that in mind, there are other things that we should be considering. We spoke a little about that and some other checklist things that we talked about. But here, inshallah, let's move forward and then we'll cover some other points. If the boy and girl equal in their fathers and paternal grandfathers being Muslims, they equal in their fathers and their grandfathers being Muslims, then the following aspects were considered in the boy to determine whether he's compatible to the girl and is suitable to match for her. Number one is piety, taqwa. Equality in piety means that a man who does not follow Sharia and gets involved in shamelessness and civil deeds will not be considered an equal match to a pious and righteous and religious woman. If she herself was deemed nek saliha, then the husband should also be that level of piety, right? And this is something, again, as parents, we have to consider first and foremost, this is a priority in deen, that you have to consider, what is the level of deen of my child? Will this match for their deen? Many times we skip over this, what do we start looking at? The job, the profession, the career, all these different things, which are important. It's going to come up in like one or two points. But the thing is that you have to consider for yourself, because if you learn deen properly, you have a good khuluq and good character, then your daughter will always be happy with this boy. Does that make sense? Because mashallah, he found a well-tempered, well-mannered boy, right? Tanda, right? He's very quiet, he's calm, he's relaxed, right? SubhanAllah, then my daughter's a little fiery, I know she's a little angry, so mashallah, he'll keep her cool, right? Then subhanAllah, what do we marry? Marry off angry daughter to angry female, you know, angry female doctor and angry male doctor. So then they're both angry at each other. So both of them screwed up the surgery, now they're both yelling at each other, subhanAllah, right? What happens is subhanAllah, we skip over the deen aspect, and then the family afterwards starts to suffer incredibly because of it, right? Because we're thinking that money will drive a marriage. And I tell you, subhanAllah, money does not drive a marriage. Love and dedication to one another drives a marriage. If you go dedicate yourself to your wife, you can completely commit to her, and she can completely commit to you. Alhamdulillah, the marriage will be successful, right? This is why we told you, when it comes to kafa and consideration, a woman naturally will look for someone who's superior to herself. She likes that her husband is greater than her in some considerations, right? Even I told you, subhanAllah, even a girl who was married off to a boy, that she was 1 month older than him. Like not even a whole month, just a couple of days. She thought she was better, superior than him, subhanAllah, right? The idea that if her career and her degree is the same, it often causes what? That she thinks that I can compete, I can fight with this man, I can argue with him, right? And even the idea, to Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, talked about height, right? I told you that it's the shorter, mashallah, is more beloved. A woman should be shorter than you, and she should have a lower level of degree than you, right? Why is this the case? Because she wants to dedicate herself to someone. They use the word they use in this community, they call it submissive, that she submits herself, right? And submitting, you know, subhanAllah, there's a very nice book written by this one Christian lady that she was having a lot of issues in her own marriage. And this book is called, and I recommend this to sisters, and I recommend it to brothers, they can read it, right? It's a good book. She said, I was like on the cusp and on the edge of divorce, to get divorced from my husband. And then finally, you know what? I just said, you know what? I just have to submit. She called the book The Submissive Wife. And she started a big trend in America where these women have finally realized and recognized for themselves the happiness is not in fighting each other and to compete with one another. Happiness is that they use the word submissive. I use a different word, to dedicate yourself. That I feel that this person is someone that I can give my life to. Right? And similarly, that this wife is someone that I can give my life to, right? One wife said, this is Ajib marriage thing, right? One wife said that I don't want to say sorry to him. I don't want to say sorry to him because he thinks I'm his servant.
He thinks I'm his slave. If I say sorry, that means I'm his slave. He says, Subhanallah. Man tawada'a lillah, man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah says, Rasulullah said, whoever humbles themselves for Allah, Allah will raise that person. How could you ever become the ghulam of someone else, the servant of someone else, the slave of someone else by asking for forgiveness? By you asking for forgiveness, you got closer to Allah. And this is why we don't marry off, I tell you, we don't marry off children. We don't marry off children. This is a child thing, right? Oh, I don't want to say sorry. He went first on the swings. I'm so angry at him. Ajib, it's a child thing. But Chakita, it's a child thing. An adult would say what? Yeah, okay, this is not worth my time. I already have so many stresses to do. The boss is yelling at me at work. I have this much and this much and this much. I have to think about the in-laws. I have to think about this and this. And now you're telling me to start getting worried about you asking for forgiveness? Yeah, I'll ask for forgiveness. Forget it. We have no time for this. As I tell my wife all the time, I said, I have no time. I literally have zero time for your type of stuff. If you want me to say sorry, I'll say sorry. But having said that, to be able to give yourself to someone, this is what it is, right? How can you say that a wife is only submitting? Is the husband not submitted completely? Ask yourself as husbands, what time do you have for yourself anymore? Literally, your whole day is for your family, except for like maybe 1 or 2 hours that you're still getting yelled at for not doing something. Am I not right? Please tell me if I'm wrong. That your whole life is to make sure the house is up. This is my father did, rahmatullahi, right? May Allah have mercy on him. His whole life was to make sure his whole family could live properly. If that's not submitting, I don't know. But I don't like the word submission. Say dedication. Rasulullah said that if I were to command anyone, Rasulullah, Nabi of Tawheed, Nabi said, if I were to command any person in this dunya to give sajda to anyone else, hadith of Tirmidhi, Sahih hadith, Rasulullah said, if I were to command anyone in this world to make sajda to someone else, I will tell a wife to make sajda to her husband. This is how much adab and decorum she must have for him. This is not a hukum of like, oh, brother, feminism, something. This is a hukum of deen. This is to make sure marriage runs properly. This man is giving his whole life to the family. He's going to die and no one's even going to remember him, subhanAllah, right? Who you make dua for first? I want to ask you all, who do you make dua for first? Mother or father? Mother, don't even lie. Okay, it just happens. You don't even get remembered properly. Yeah, can the wife just at least thoda sa rahmat karna, like just have be a little nice to him? No one's even gonna make dua for him properly. Sometimes you forget the dad's name, Allah Akbar, right? You never forget your mom. Mom gets a phone call every single day, subhanAllah. Dad, maybe once in a week. Even my own father, maybe once in a week. Sometimes he forget to call me. He forgets my name all the time. Nice. Well, this is the relationship. Brothers and elders in Islam, to make sure the marriage functions properly, the wife needs to dedicate herself to the husband. Husband needs to dedicate himself to the family. That's all it is. And it happens, mashallah. This is what makes a functioning marriage, mashallah. But again, that's what the deen teaches us about this type of priorities. So number one is piety. Make sure, inshallah ta'ala, she can look at this man and say, what an outstanding, next solid person is, right? This is, I'm telling you as a guarantee, your wife is always going to be more pious than you. If you married someone that you're more pious than her, you probably did something wrong. I'm going to be real honest, right? If you prank the hajjud, she's probably giving like sadaqah you have no idea about, subhanAllah, right? Aisha radiallahu anha, wife of Rasulullah, sadaqah was already overwhelming. Rasulullah used to give them 10,000 something dinars or dirhams every single year. In the first week, she used to give it all in sadaqah, radiallahu anha. You think you can compete with that? SubhanAllah, I'm telling you, as a rule, mashallah, you're going to try to be more pious externally. Internally, subhanAllah, she's such a salih, amazing person. She is, subhanAllah, right? So keeping this in mind, number one. Number two, they mentioned social standing through one's profession. Equality in social standing is based on one's profession. Hence, if the boy's profession is not as high and noble as the girl's family's profession, then it will not be compatible to her. Therefore, the girl comes from a family of jewelers, and the boy is a street sweeper or a menial laborer, he will not be of equal status to her, subhanAllah. Right? Allahu Akbar. I'm not telling you this. This is in the books of fiqh. Wallahi, you open this up in the Kitab al-Quduri, you see that they mention this. Make sure the job is better for the husband than the wife is, right? Automatically. Because subhanAllah, he has the money, he's making the funds, he's doing something to the family. He has purpose, he has job, he has career, he has life, mashallah. But as soon as he loses that, then the wife thinks I'm better than him, then he loses their izzah. And I mentioned one last thing, inshallah. I went off on a weird tangent. I have no idea where I went. Main thing I want to mention just for marriages, inshallah, just remember. Number one is first and foremost, respect and honor each other. You must respect each other. Every day I tell her, I said, the work that you do at home is 100 times greater than my work outside. But having said that, when I start telling her what I do outside, I said, please don't think that when I come home, I'm just being lazy at home. I really don't have any other place to rest, right? This is the only place I get time to rest. Does that make sense? Respect each other, love each other. And number two is that please forgive each other. A marriage will not survive if you just keep getting this way and this way, and the spoon was off in 1 degree. It was 45 degrees off the right angle. And I'm very upset about that. Right? I tell you, SubhanAllah, this type of sensitivity things do not work in a marriage. Marriage came so you could become a nice person. So you could learn how to be nice to other people. Right? You're my biggest sheikh. I tell her all the time. I say, my biggest sheikh is my wife. I tell her. Right? Because no one's gonna check me if I go into the phone with my bathroom with the phone, right? Who's gonna check me? She's gonna be yelling at the door, like, what the hell are you doing? Does that make sense? She will teach you such things, mashallah. Have respect for her. Forgive her, inshallah, if she ever makes a mistake. May Allah give us understanding and allow us that we have a happy marriage, inshallah ta'ala, with the afiyah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. The marriage is 99% great. I'm speaking about the 1% that people focus on that gets a little miserable and people don't know how to manage it. This is the main job of the Mawlana, right? You 99%, do you need the Mawlana to help you with your happiness? No, you never tell him about it. But you need him when it gets difficult, right? So I'm here to just give you the little bit of 1%, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, I'm telling you, everybody, mashallah, we're happy people. Alhamdulillah, very happy. Alhamdulillah. No gray hairs, alhamdulillah. Okay. Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Salam alaykum, Muhammad.